This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Van Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, privileged to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We have a lot to get into in today's show. Coming up at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Chris Kleiman. He is the head coach at Kansas State University. They are ranked in the preseason top 25. They play the most important game of week 0 this weekend. Kansas State and Iowa State play each other in Ireland. Rob, what do they call that game? Farmageddon is what they call it. I don't know if you knew that or not. I mean, I know you're a part of the Border Showdown. You're also a part of the Sunflower Showdown. You guys aren't privileged enough to be a part of a game with the history of a Farmageddon. It's not like the Iron Bowl or the Egg Bowl or Ohio State against Michigan. This is Farmageddon, and we have now put that thing in Ireland, baby, to kick off the season. We will catch up with Chris Kleiman coming up at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Bill Connolly of ESPN is also going to join us. We're going to preview some college football with him. Today, we are going to have a lot of fun along the way. We have a very special Royals lineup planned for you coming up momentarily. But before we do any of that, I got to tell you guys, I actually have a lot of news and notes to tell you guys today. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two friends to check out the show, but I only need you to tell one friend to check it out. I also need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place with 5 metro locations serving hot pizza and cold drinks for over 25 years right here in Kansas City. Be sure to check out The Other Place and theotherplace.com. And I think that Rob was trying to send me a message. This is the message I think Rob was trying to send me. Today is my birthday. You don't have to tell me happy birthday on the text line. I'm 37 years old. No one cares when you turn 37. This is not an important birthday for anybody. But we don't do a lot of remotes today, but Rob told me we had a special remote plan for my birthday. And I started getting excited. He told me it was at Heartland's Men's Health. I don't know what Rob is trying to communicate today. We're walking around. The staff is all friendly. They're asking me, am I good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing fantastic today. But that's where we are. We are at Heartland Men's Health. I want to remind you guys to get a low-T consultation. And remember that the cost of the appointment is only $99. That's your consult, your testosterone, your checks. They'll do your lab work. You'll have your results back in 30 minutes. They have three offices around Kansas City, Overland Park, Independence, North Kansas City. Stop by. They do walk-ins from 8:30 until 3:30. Come in and take the first step towards reclaiming your health. Pick up the phone and call our friends at Heartland Men's Health at 844-447-6600 or check out the website, heartlandmenshealth.com. I'm telling you, the staff is fantastic. They got snacks here. They got water here. We are having a great time hanging out at Heartland's Men's Health. All right, Rob, this is what I want to get to kick off the show today, because you and I were going back and forth, and you asked me, what did I want to start with? Well, I want to start with the Kansas City Royals, because I think the Royals continue to be the hottest story in Kansas City. And I want to begin the show today by giving the Royals a lot of credit and a lot of praise. Now, I know that no one on the text line is going to stand up and take accountability for this. No one on the text line ever sends in, hey, I was wrong. You guys remind me all the time of when I'm wrong. No one on the text line ever stands up and says, you know what, I had a bad take and I want to apologize for that take. You know what, that's fine. That's my job. That's my responsibility. A majority of us wanted the Royals to give up on the season about a month ago. We were looking at the trade deadline. Who could they get? Who could they give up? They had to trade Seth Lugo. They had to maybe trade Chris Bubich. Like, we were ready to sell the farm for the Royals a month ago. If you want to fast forward and go back even further than that, on July 2nd, it looked as bad for the Royals as it has in the last 2 years. The Royals had just lost to the Mariners. The Royals were 40-47, and they found themselves 7 games under 500. Now, when you got back from your picnic or the lake or wherever you were for 4th of July weekend and you looked at the standings and saw where the Royals were, you saw how bad they were in the month of June, the slow start that they got off to at the very beginning of July, and we all were ready to move in a different direction. The Royals were, I would say, pretty emphatic that that was not going to be the case. The Royals, for the most part, were buyers at the deadline. Sure, they traded Freddie Freeman. When you think about what they got back in return, it was not only an investment in the present day, but it also was a step forward and a look into the future. I think we can say, regardless of how this season turns up, that the Royals were right. And maybe I'm giving a professional sports team a little bit too much credit for continuing to do their job and continuing to try. But we have all seen a lot of Royals seasons where if there is an option for the Royals to lay down, if there is an option for the Royals to be the Royals, they usually will take that. You can't find me too many seasons in the last 25, 30 years where the Royals were 7 games under 500 in the heat of summer, and the Royals turned that around to then be one of the more interesting teams in Major League Baseball. And I'm not saying turn it in around on September 15th, where they go on a run for the final 2 weeks of the season, and then they convince you that they had a much better season than where they were. I mean, we're talking about a Royals team that is genuinely in it. We don't have to look at the percentages, don't got to look at Fangraphs, don't have to look at any of those things. If you just simply go on MLB.com or ESPN.com and then you go to the wild card standings, the Royals right now are 2.5 games out of the third wild card spot, and they are the best of those other teams. Now, are the Royals going to make the playoffs? I don't know. We'll see how it is. But for the Royals to be 7 games under 500 and now find themselves 4 games over 500, for them to have a chance to win a four-game series against the Texas Rangers, for the Royals to have a legitimate shot at grabbing one of these wild card spots, J.J. Piccolo deserves a lot of credit. Matt Quatraro deserves a lot of credit. That lineup deserves a lot of credit. The moves that they made around the trade deadline to strengthen the rest of that team, the Royals deserve a lot of credit for staying in it and being interesting. A lot of us were ready to leave the Royals on the side of the road. It was football season. It was coming up. It was easy to make that transition and talk about the three-time defending AFC champions. But the Royals stayed in it. They trusted their plan. They trusted their vision. And they have made things very, very interesting down the stretch by A, doing what they're supposed to do and beating up on bad teams. And we'll find out this weekend against the Detroit Tigers. You at least got to keep an eye on what the Royals are doing. I know that KU has their first football game. It's sold out. Congratulations to them. K-State plays a big game. Missouri football is right around the corner. The Chiefs are a couple weeks away. The Royals deserve some television time in your household this weekend based on what they have been able to accomplish so far over the last 3 or 4 weeks or so, and we'll see how long and how far the Royals can keep this up. Now, I'm not really much of a birthday person, but I do think that I am allowed to make one special request. I asked Rob to go back and let's go through the Royals lineup on the day that I was born. Nathan, hit the music!
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrington asked and you shall receive. Today's random Royals lineup takes us back to the year 1988, your birthday, where the Royals on this date in history beat the then Cleveland Indians 4-2 at Cleveland Stadium.
Of course they won on my birthday. By the way, of course. Rob, I bet they didn't win on your birthday, did they?
Well, they played. I was born in January, so they did not.
Okay, good point.
I can confidently say they did not.
You know what?
They also didn't lose.
You know what? The Royals might not have won. I bet you KU won that day. I bet you KU won.
Here's your random Royals lineup from this day in Royals history. Leading off in center field, Willie Wilson.
That's what I'm talking about, Willie. How many hits did Willie get that day? He was definitely 2-for-3.
Ooh, he was 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts.
Oh, my goodness, Willie.
Batting second, the shortstop, Kurt Stillwell.
Absolutely, Kurt Stillwell, Royals Hall of Famer.
Batting third, the DH, George Brett.
Absolutely. I know. You know what? George had a home run this day, didn't he?
George had 3 hits that day, 2 runs scored. No homer, but he was 3-for-4, moving his average to .322.
I can live with that. Good work, George. I can live with that, George.
George OBP.
Good day.
George OBP at this point in 1988 was .405.
Of course it
Good
was.
Good Lord.
For sure.
Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pat Tabler.
My man, Pat.
Batting fifth.
What do you think his nickname was in the clubhouse?
I do not know.
You remember when the Royals were going through that? Everybody had a Y at the end of their name. Remember that?
We still have a little bit there. Salvi.
Yeah.
But, like, there was a – the only one that didn't was Haas.
They were Esky. Like, why are we calling him Esky? Like, why are we calling him that? What do you think that his laugh – what do you think his – Ned Yost nickname would have been?
Probably just Pat. He did Gordo, too. Just he liked to keep it short. Batting fifth in right field, Danny Tartable.
Royals legend. I know somebody hit a home run for me on my birthday.
Batting fifth, the county commissioner, second baseman, Frank White.
He's about to get his ass out of there. Smooth out of here.
He announced he's not seeking re-election, so you can't get him out of here. He's volunteering to leave.
But, yeah, that's the – you can't fire me. I'll just quit. That's what Frank White's trying to do. You're not fooling anybody, my boy.
Batting seventh in left field, Bo Jackson.
Who hit a home run for my birthday?
There were no home runs today in Royals history, but there were two doubles.
That's Royals history right there. Them not hitting a home run.
Batting eighth, the third baseman, Royals villain, Bill Pacoda.
Bill Pacoda, Royals villain. That's funny.
And batting ninth behind the plate, catcher Larry Owen.
Shout out to Larry Owen.
The Royals won this date because Charlie Liebrandt, went 7 innings, only giving up 1 earned run, dropping his ERA to 3.58 on the year. He threw 120 pitches as the Royals beat the then Cleveland Indians on your birthday in 1988.
If you did that today, the Major League Baseball Players Association would have called the manager.
We'd have a think piece. Is 120 too many?
That would
913-586.
Trying to blow your elbow out. You can't throw 120 pitches. That's terrible. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the Kansas City Chiefs. Adam Schefter with the latest on what could happen with Rashee Rice. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back into the show. We are here at Heartland Men's Health to celebrate my 37th birthday. I don't know why Rob scheduled this today. I feel like Rob is trying to send us some signs. Well, I want you to not wait and take the first step towards reclaiming your health, your confidence, and getting your mojo back. Pick up the phone today, call 844-447-6600, or visit heartlandmenshealth.com to schedule an appointment. You can come in here, you can get an appointment for just $99, get you a medical consult, get you a testosterone, they'll check your levels, and if it doesn't work for you, you know what? Then the price of it is for on the house. I just want to let you guys know that. We have so much to get into in today's show. I'm happy that you guys are here with me today. I am in a good mood today. Rob also looks like he is in a good mood. When Rob saw that the KU game, now, you know, you would think if you're a football power the way the KU is and your team has a brand new stadium, you would think that you wouldn't, like, it wouldn't be a question if you were going to sell out. You got to wait until the Wednesday before the game. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Every ticket is sold. Kansas is going to be rocking the booth on Saturday as they take on Fresno State. We'll talk a little more KU football as the show goes on. We'll also talk some Missouri as well. Missouri has made a quarterback decision that they have not made a decision. That's what they have made.
They made a
decision to tell you that they have not yet made a decision and check back with them in 7 days, and then they'll let you know if they have a decision when it comes to quarterback. We're also going to be joined today by Chris Kleiman. He is the head coach at Kansas State University. All right, let's talk about Rashee Rice. I think right now that story one is the Royals, and the Royals being one of the hottest teams in baseball. I think story two is we are all waiting to see what the penalty is going to be for Rashee Rice and how long he is going to be suspended. So what you are about to hear now is from Adam Schefter of ESPN. Here's the latest on Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice.
My understanding is initially the NFL would have liked to suspend Rashee Rice for 8 games.
Wow.
8 games. Now, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me because it's sort of like in a negotiation. Somebody could ask for $1 million a year and the price is going to come in at $500,000. So it doesn't necessarily mean a lot where you start out. But I think the league was of the mind right away that it would be 8 games. And I think if we look at the collective bargaining agreement, the baseline suspension for a personal conduct policy violation is 6 games. And I'm sure Rashee Rice would probably like it to be 3 or 4 games. So if we have the league at 8 and the player, let's just say, willing to take four, and the baseline six, where do you think it's going to come out, especially when the PA is sifting through its issues and the league wants to exercise its power? Where do you think it's going to come in? Because that's where it's been this summer.
All right. A lot to get into based on that clip. I understand Rashee Rice only wanting to get three or four games, but you just heard it right there from Adam Schefter. The baseline for a violation of the player personal conduct policy is six. Now that we have gotten this far in the process, I personally find it hard to believe that you are getting less than six. I think it's just in line. Now, if you were arguing, well, look at what happened to Jordan Addison. He had the DUI, but that got pled down to a no contest. So certainly different than yours, where you now have a felony on your record. That can be removed. But as of right now, you got a felony on your record. I don't know if we're at the three or four game conversation. Maybe that's what you were thinking at the very beginning of this, but the circumstances have changed. You're not getting three or four games if you're Rashee Rice. You are probably getting six, seven, or eight. And now we are trying to figure out what that number could possibly be for Rashee Rice. You are using all of your – this is what you can do. You can choose to get this looked at by a third party. You can appeal. If you want to exhaust every single option on trying to get your suspension reduced, that is well within your right as an NFL player. The only thing I would caution Rashee Rice in doing in this is not something that I would want to linger to where there is a possibility that I could miss games at the end of the season while my team is starting to get ready for the postseason. So my advice to Rashee Rice would be, if you think you got a chance right now to get a six-game suspension at the very beginning of the season, have this done. Have this behind you. If you look at the Chiefs' schedule, you still get to play in a lot of big and important games, and more specifically, you get to play in the most important game this season for Kansas City. That is something I would be super interested in. Now, I understand you wanted to get back on the field. You didn't get to play last year at the very you didn't get to play for the second half of the season. You got that injury in the first 4 weeks of the season. I get it. And you're also going to miss some pretty big games. You get to go to Brazil. The Chiefs have a rematch in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia. You maybe feel like the Super Bowl would have gone differently if you were there. You get a chance to go up against the Ravens in the first six games of the season. You play the Lions. We're talking about big-time nationally televised games. None of that matters. Not in relation to what we are talking about on the road against Buffalo or late in the season when your team is starting to trend upwards to be there for the postseason. If you're Rashee Rice and you're thinking about the games that you can live with missing, do you want to potentially miss the opportunity to play in Dallas on Thanksgiving? You're from Texas. You're from Dallas. You went to SMU. Of course you want to play in that game. If you push this far enough, you will not get to play in that game. I think the best interest for all parties here is to just figure out a negotiation from the very beginning. I get it. This is like selling tickets or selling an item. I've got this item marked at 100. You tell me you only want to pay 50. Why don't we meet somewhere at $75, $80, and let's go ahead and make a deal done. That's what this sounds like to me. The NFL has gone high when there's really no basis for an eight-game suspension. There is no NFL historical basis for eight-game suspension. You want a three or four suspension? I would say at this point you're probably being a little bit unrealistic. Why don't you find some kind of happy place at five or six and get back on the field for the Buffalo game and get back on the field for the game I imagine you desperately want to play in, which is you grew up in Dallas as a football player and your team is playing in Cowboys Stadium on Thanksgiving. I want to play in that game. I wouldn't try to jeopardize that by trying to move my appeals and do all of this. Just take your medicine now. Here is Adam Schefter talking about the length of the suspension. What could possibly be for Rashee Rice?
I'm going to say if the league starts out at eight and the baseline six and the player's willing to take three or four, I'm going to guess it comes in probably closer to six than three, maybe four, maybe four.
Okay.
Possibly five. I think six is the most logical scenario. But again, this has to be figured out and discussed and negotiated and agreed upon. And it's not. There's still a lot of work to be done.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, I would imagine the difference between missing four games and eight games is a lot of money for him. You're right. And that's why I say you are allowed to fight this up to a certain point. So I'm not mad at Rashee Rice for, hey, I want to get this looked at by Sue L. Robinson. I want to have the opportunity to appeal whatever your suspension is. And I do think that eight games is a little bit off here. My point is the NFL has made it very clear. The NFL, we have a long-standing history of if the NFL thinks something and the Players Association thinks another thing, guess who wins that argument? So if the NFL is telling you that they want Rashee Rice to get eight games, he ain't getting three. I'm telling you that right now. He ain't getting three. So if you know that from the very beginning, at this point, I'm trying to get that suspension done at the very beginning of the season. I go ahead and take my medicine. I get more time to recover, more time to rehab. I miss the first month and a half of the season, and then I'm back ready to help the Chiefs go out and get to and possibly win another Super Bowl. That's how I would handle it if I'm him. Rob, what do you think of, based on the audio that we just heard, that the NFL wants an eight-game suspension, according to Adam Schefter, but it sounds like Rice and his camp want 3-4?
Well, first off, I agree with you. I don't think Rice and his camp are going to get what they want at all. Like, we have gone through the process of appeal ad nauseum on this show. If Sue L. Robinson says, you know what, you're right, Rashee, the NFL can appeal, the appeal isn't heard by Roger Goodell, I'm betting Roger Goodell has it end up at 6. So 6-8 feels like it's likely. Maybe the Chiefs can get it moved down to 5. I think 5-8's the window. Here's my question, because on that first cut, Adam Schefter said, the NFL is looking to flex its power. That is a sentence that if I'm a Chiefs fan, I do not like. I think do not like is probably a little bit soft of a sentence. If you hear that Adam Schefter, and Adam Schefter's not getting this from just throwing it on the wall. Adam Schefter is hearing from league circles, the NFL is looking to flex its power at Rashee Rice. You keep that statement in mind with what we heard from Tom Pelissero, which is the league might want upwards of 10. I think if I'm Rashee Rice, I am negotiating. I'm taking 5 or 6. I'm saying, I apologize. I will take my games. Thank you very much. I understand. Because if you continue to negotiate, if you continue to, you know, have a back and forth with Sue L. Robinson, the league, and you can't get it all figured out between you and the league, eventually the league is going to levy a punishment. And everything we've heard is the league wants to flex its power. The league flexing its power in week, you know, when, what's September 30th? Week 5? The league flexing its power on September 30th probably isn't 5 games. The league's flexing its power then is probably 6-7 games. And now you're going to play 4, miss 6 or 7, and try to come back in at the end of the season? That's not good from an on-the-field perspective. So if I'm the Chiefs or a Chiefs fan, what I don't like hearing is the sentence, flex their power. Because when the NFL likes to flex their power, they don't really lose. Like, Deshaun Watson's case is very different for a lot of reasons, but Sue L. Robinson said, whoa, you can't give him 16, that's out of pocket. And they said, okay, our bad, 11. They still flexed their power in that situation. So the idea that Rice is going up against the machine, a machine that doesn't lose, if you're a Chiefs fan, that has to sit a little bit wrong with you.
Yeah, and I also think in this, because someone on the text line asked the question, do we want him fresh at the beginning of the year or do we want him fresh during the playoffs? I think, at least for me, the question I would ask is, I just don't know if it's in your best interest as a player to, let's say you play the first 8 games of the season, you then have a 6-game suspension right in the middle of the year as you should be ramping up towards the postseason. You have 6 weeks of not practicing, not playing in games, and then we're going to throw you back into the most important games of the year? Like, I just don't know if that's in the best interest of you as a player anyway. I know we talk about rest versus rust. We talk about rest versus rust when we're talking about 10 or 11 days. We're not talking about that being 40-something days in the middle of the season, and then you come back and then you potentially try to play. So in a lot of ways, this is a no-win situation. This no-win situation was also created by your own mistakes and your own choices. So I don't want to make it seem like that has nothing to play in the factor of this too.
To me, this comes down to how much do you want to fight it? Because in your scenario, it also means that you and the league also accept immediately what the penalty is. So your meeting is on September 30th. Are they just agreeing on October 2nd that this is the penalty? What if they don't agree on this thing until October 15th, and then you get a 7-week suspension at the end of it? So we're talking about you not coming back until close to Christmas time? Well, the season's almost over at that point. It's time to now drop you right back into the playoffs. That's why I just think it's in your best interest, in everybody's best interest, for you to take that medicine at the very beginning of the year. You play in 10 or 11 games on the back half. You start to ramp up closer toward the end of the season, toward the postseason. And let's just put the suspension behind us. We're talking about this has almost been 2 years of back and forth through all of this. Let's just move past it.
I'm asking you a question that I know you can't answer. But everything we're hearing is the NFL is going to try to, you know, hammer Rashee Rice. If you're Rashee Rice, why are you continuing to drag this out? Like, maybe publicly you have to say, I want to appeal. I want to hear this from Sue L. Robinson. I want a third party in on this. Maybe that's the legal process. But if I'm Rashee Rice, I feel like what you just laid out is not even the worst case scenario. Let's say they don't agree to a suspension until October 9th. Let's say one of the sides appeals that. Let's say then the final verdict is brought down on October 23rd. Let's say it's 6 games on October 23rd. You might miss a playoff game. You might miss a divisional round game. You might miss a game against the Ravens, the Bills, the Bengals. Like, the divisional round, I mean, I know the Chiefs usually win in the divisional round, but it's not a gimme. It's not a layup. Like, I'm surprised, and it must be just purely financial, but I'm surprised Rashee Rice is battling this as hard as he is, because from a purely on-the-field standpoint, the further this gets dragged into the season, the worse it is for him as a player and the team. Like, why, at this point, why doesn't he just, hey, quietly negotiate behind the scenes and get this thing locked up? Because if it drags into the season, it's a nightmare for everyone involved.
Someone on the text line says, can you clarify for us, will he be able to practice or condition or use the team facilities during this suspension? No. I mean, this would be a suspension that violates the personal conduct policy. So no, he will not be eligible to practice with the team. He cannot go up to team facilities, meetings, practices, none of those things. So that's why I'm saying is I don't really want to be in that situation for a game in November or December. You run the risk where it is quite possible we are talking about the second most important offensive player on the Kansas City Chiefs. If Mahomes is number one, if we are making everybody is healthy, who is the most important player for the team? Mahomes is one on offense for obvious reasons. He's the quarterback of the team. We're talking about your number one skill position player. That's a guy who looks like he was going to be 1,100, 1,200-yard wide receiver before the injury happens. That's a guy that I want in the mix, especially a guy who has had as much time as inactivity as he has had. That's a guy that I want to try to get into the mix as soon as possible. Let's transition and talk a little bit of college football. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll continue the college football conversation as well. Let's talk about your Kansas Jayhawks. Big news today for them. Acela, I know I was giving you a hard time, but this is a big deal. You were selling out an August football game against Fresno State. I don't care what era of Kansas football, that's not something that they do very regularly that you were expecting. Hey, there ain't no more seats. There ain't no seats to sell anymore when it comes to this game. Now, I don't say this trying to be a hater. I'm really not. I'm saying this just as a simple observation of the way that college football works. These next 5 years for Kansas have a chance to be the second golden era. They've had one. Back when you were in college, they had one golden era. The Mark Mangino 2007, 2008, the hype, the anticipation, all of those things. Think about the last, I don't know, 6 months for Kansas. They're opening up essentially a brand new stadium. Their coach at every single turn has told you, I want to be here, and has turned down other jobs. We think he had a chance of getting the Nebraska job. Can you imagine a time in college football where you had a chance to potentially get the Nebraska job and you said, no, I want to stay at Kansas to coach football? We believe that happened with Lance Leipold. He certainly was in the mix. He has not entertained any other university since he has been here. So new stadium. Coaches told you that I want to be here. You just got one of the largest donations that we have ever seen a human being give to a college athletic department. The Big 12 right now feels like it's wide open. Now, no disrespect to K-State, no disrespect to any of the other schools, but they don't have a traditional football power in the league right now. The Big 10 has Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State, the SEC, countless number of programs. That's not what we're talking about with the Big 12. There's no Clemson in the Big 12. There's no
There's no Oregon.
Georgia. Yeah, there's none of those kind of programs. So it feels like every year it's going to be wide open. This year it'll be Arizona State. This year it can be K-State. This year it can be Utah, BYU. It feels like everybody gets a turn. I don't know if KU will ever have more momentum than they have right now from a booster dollar standpoint. I don't know if KU will ever have more momentum than they have right now from a head coaching standpoint. I'm not saying that KU has the best coach in the Big 12. I'm telling you that I don't know if it's possible for KU to have a better coach in the Big 12 than the one that they have right now.
I mean, it all feels like, probably for the first time in my life and maybe for most people listening's lives, KU football has momentum. It's now time to take that off-the-field momentum and put it into wins and losses. Like, we were talking off air about, okay, now it's time for KU to cash. And cashing at KU is not winning a national championship. But there's no reason they can't be what Iowa State has been under Matt Campbell. And I know that people, well, K-State fans, get their jokes off about Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell has competed for multiple Big 12 titles and played in the Fiesta Bowl. He put a pro in the league in Brock Purdy. Like, they are one of the teams that I think can win the league this year. Like, Iowa State, the little team from Ames, Iowa, is consistently a threat in football in the Big 12. There is no reason Kansas cannot be that. There is no reason with that stadium, David Booth's donation, which is basically a blank check, if we're being honest. There's no way he's not going to re-donate if asked. You get that, you get Lance Leipold, you get the facilities, you get the fan base, there is a belief and everything is happening. There is no reason you cannot do what Iowa State is currently doing in football. And I think that's a reasonable expectation. I could come on here and see things through red and blue glasses and tell you they need to be what Penn State is. But that's just an astronomical, unreasonable expectation. But there is no reason that Kansas cannot do what Iowa State is doing, because Iowa State has not been the best program in college football. They haven't been the best program in the Big 12. But they are consistently good in a good league, and I think Kansas should strive to do that.
I mean, last year Iowa State won 11 games.
And they played for the Big 12 title game. They got thumped in the game.
Yeah, for sure. Iowa State won 11-3 last year and had a chance to win the Big 12. You will absolutely take one of those years.
They played in a Fiesta, not last year, they played in a what used to be called the New Year's Six Bowl games. We've changed it. They played Oregon one year in a big – like, they've played in big games at Iowa State under Matt Campbell.
And you and I both know that when it comes to college football, you kind of need three things to all line up at one time. Momentum. Kansas has momentum. Facilities. Like, that matters. Like, I know we don't talk about it a lot when talking about college football, but that stuff matters to 17, 18, 19-year-old kids when they're trying to decide what schools they want to go to. And then the other one is money. We know that's what fuels the world. That's what fuels college football. You just got $300 million donated to you. 300 M's. That should get you a consistent winner in college football. Now, I know that, hey, that's going to the stadium, that's going to this thing. Hey, $300 million that you don't got to worry about for this thing, that now you can take the other resources and now pump them towards NIL, pump them into facilities, pump them into making everything else better. It gives you a significant advantage over the other teams in the Big 12. You remember when Oklahoma State really had things humming? Probably about a decade ago. You want to know why?
T. Boone Pickens.
They had a billionaire who was from Oklahoma that graduated from Oklahoma State and was paying for a lot of stuff. Kansas has a T. Boone Pickens. You got to take advantage when you got that opportunity. When you got that kind of donor and you got this kind of head coach, all you need is your quarterback to have the right kind of year. You get the right kind of prospect, and who knows what can happen.
I would also tell you, I think right now it is easier for a T. Boone Pickens type or a David Booth type to have an impact on the field back when T. Boone did it. Like, do I think that T. Boone may have been sliding some money under the table to some players like Dez Bryant and Justin Blackman? Probably. Like, just, we know how college sports works. But in 2007-2008, T. Boone donating a new stadium was just, hey, it's shiny and new. David Booth's money can be allocated to literally paying the player. So you have a T. Boone type, and we live in an era where that T. Boone type of donation can get funneled right into players' pockets. There is no reason why they cannot be consistently competitive in the top half of the Big 12 every single year in football. I'm not asking them to become, you know, a Clemson, but just be consistently top half of the league.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the Kansas City Royals, who are hot, hot, hot. Coming up on the other side, you were right. Rob was right. All of you was right. And I sat here and I've been wrong this entire time. I'll tell you what it's about. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Today is my 37th birthday. Rob has us as Heartland's Men's Health. Now, we love the people over at Heartland Men's Health. So I'm happy that we're here, but I think that Rob is trying to send me a message. I haven't told Rob this story. I haven't told you guys this story. I haven't told anybody this story, but it feels very appropriate to tell you guys this. I don't feel old. Like, I know I am getting older, but I don't feel old. I don't think that I'm young by any sense, but I don't feel old. Last week, I went to sit down on the ground. And you know when it's time to get up. Rob, for one of the first times in my life, I started to panic. And I started to panic because I was just thinking, hey, this is going to hurt. Like, I could feel it in my joints. I could feel it in my knees. I could feel it in my body. Hey, this isn't going to be good. So I sat there just a little bit longer because I didn't want to go through the, I have to now push myself up. And I knew the wear and tear that it was going to put on my joints. That's the first time in my life I ever felt like that. Like, I regretted just not sitting down in a chair. Like, this wouldn't have been that big of an issue if I had just sat down in a chair. But, you know, you're trying to be cool. I'm going to sit on the ground. And then I had to push myself up. It really was harder than I had anticipated it being. Is this what the rest of my life looks like? Is this what it feels like? Because I feel good. I just went to the doctor about a month ago, got a checkup. I feel fine. You know, I get a cough from every now and then, but everything else, I feel good. Is this what I have to look forward to now? Moving that my joints and my knees and my back? Is this what the rest of my life looks like? Because that doesn't sound fun.
I mean, it doesn't sound fun. I think you have to make adjustments. I think, you know, ever been to an event where, like, people, you know, 20, 25, even 30 are sitting on the ground, and you see the 35, 40, 45-year-olds, they bring lawn chairs? I think you got to make the adjustment. You need to become a lawn chair person. You need to invest in a nice, cheap stadium, throw in the back of the car vehicle. So if you're at an event where it's like, oh, I have to sit on the ground, nope, I got myself a lawn chair.
All right, I'm going to tell you another thing that you might make fun of me for. Someone says, text line 913-586-7965, sitting crisscross applesauce will have me in more pain than a hangover. Hey, man. My legs and my knees, that's not even something that I would think about trying. Like, for me to sit on the ground and cross my legs, I can't do that. Come on now. I'm not that athletic. Rob, you know that sometimes I like to go to a high school basketball game or so.
Oh, those bleachers.
I'm telling you, I realize I'm starting to get to the point where even if I go to, like, a Mizzou game, because Mizzou has the bleachers, or I end up going to a KU game.
Not anymore, by the way.
I'm starting to have to get the chair backs because, hey, I can't. I got to sit, like, here with my back, and I can't. Come on now. I can't do it. Is this the rest of my life? I got to now, because I'm telling you, the moment that you have to go down there and you got to pay the $5 to get the little seat, to now, that's the moment you're cooked. That's for old people.
Also, I'll tell you, it's not more comfortable. Have you ever got one? You're like,
no.
Oh, it's not better. I've gone to games with my parents for it, and I'm like, they've been like, you know, getting popcorn or peanuts, and I'm like, I'll just sit in their seat for a minute. I'm like, oh, this is not better. It's just as bad.
I just need the back support. That's what I need. I need the back support.
Lumbar support. That's what you need. I'll tell you this. I think you may be late to the game in making the adjustment. I go to the KU basketball games. I've been trying to see if they get older. I stand most of the time. My wife makes fun of me. She goes, why are you standing? It prevents the amount of time I'm sitting because it does hurt on those bleacher seats to sit for an extended amount of time.
Yeah, I had to tell you guys that, man. I'm telling you, I got down there and it was a good idea. It was a great idea when I was down on the ground. But when I had
going
to,
down
like,
was probably
when
great.
I had to use my upper body to then push myself up. I mean, I'm telling you, I sat there and I was like, I'm gonna just stay down here for a little bit more. That's not something that I want to participate in any capacity. Let me tell you something that you guys were right about. You have been telling me to give up this Jake Paul dream for 2-3 years now. Now, I'm gonna be real with you guys. I like Jake Paul. I don't know a lot about Jake Paul's beliefs or his personal life, so maybe he's end up doing some things that I'm just like, you know what, I can't support that. And I'm hear you. But I like watching Jake Paul fight. Did you see who he's fighting next? He's fighting Gervonta Davis. Now, I know you're not the biggest fight fan in the world. Gervonta Davis is 5'5", and Jake Paul is 6'2". From a weight standpoint, they are not close between the two. Tank Davis is a small guy. Why is Jake Paul so afraid of fighting an actual real-life fighter? Isn't this what we all want? Like, I want to see Jake Paul fight somebody that's got a little bit of chops. I'm not saying he has to go out here and fight Canelo or Terrence Crawford. You can't fight the number 7 person in your class in the WBC. Why are we – every fight, it's always some shenanigans. It's always a trick. It's always a ruse. You're not even fighting a real fight. This is an exhibition. This is what Jake Paul's fight career is going to be. It's just going to be these one-offs every 5 to 6 months on Netflix against somebody that we've heard of, but we know it's not a real fight. Because I thought at some point this was like going to go somewhere. I feel like I'm in a relationship with Jake Paul, and I looked over and said, so what are we doing? Where is this going? Are we going to be together? Are we just going to keep playing house? That's what I feel like I'm at this point with Jake Paul. I don't want to do this anymore. I thought this was his time. You did the fight against Mike Tyson. You did the fight where the guy, I don't know if you watched the last one, the guy wasn't even throwing punches, just didn't seem interested in actually having a physical altercation. This was your chance to actually fight somebody, even if you fought somebody that I hadn't heard of before. But, all right, I know what this is. Sure, you're fighting a name. You're fighting a guy that I've heard of. We all know this is another cash grab. I don't want to participate in this. I will not participate in this. I can't do it.
I also tell you, I've been telling you for years now, the Jake Paul thing is just a sham. I also tell you that he has designed a situation where he can't lose. It's a exhibition. So let's say the professional boxer is able to be a technician and get him. I don't think so because of the height and weight disparity. But let's just say Javonta Davis beats him. Do you know what Jake Paul...
Javonta Davis is going to beat him.
I agree.
he is going to beat him.
Do you know what he's
going to
say? Hey, it's an exhibition. It was just for show. The only reason I did it is because some other stuff fell out and the network... He has his excuse built in. If he somehow wins, which he's, what, 8 inches taller, it wouldn't shock me if he wins because he's fighting, what, 3 classes down? If he wins, he's then going to go around and gloat, I beat a real boxer. You guys said after Tyson, fight a real boxer. Well, I did it, and now what are you going to say? You know what I'm going to say? Stop paying to watch these fights.
Yeah, so someone on the text line that says, Tank is a beast. What are you talking about? Yeah, Javonta Davis is, I mean, he's one of the 10 best fighters in the world. He's a super featherweight, and Jake Paul is a heavyweight. So just... this isn't real. Like, we know this. This is not real. We know what this is. This is, hey, you guys have told me I don't fight anybody, so I'm going to fight somebody that you've heard of, but I know just from a, hey, we all know what this is. We're going to meet up. We're going to fight in Atlanta. We're going to sell the hell out of this fight. If Javonta Davis is really serious in a real fight, why don't you fight Lamont Roach, who beat you the last time that you got in the ring? He's ready to do the rematch, but no, you're going to chase the money. You're going to go fight Jake Paul.
A heavyweight versus.
I really thought this was going to go somewhere. Yes, I'm sitting here looking at it. It's not even close. Javonta Davis is 5'5", 160 pounds.
Good
Jake
Lord.
Paul is 6'2", 190. This is not a real fight. This is fake. That's what it is.
Is this the end of the line?
This is fake.
Are you finally coming on board to, hey, I'm done with Jake Paul? Or are you going to fall for? Is he going to fight Anthony Joshua and you believe it again?
Is it going to be on Netflix?
That's where he seems to do all his fighting nowadays.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, good
I'm going to watch it.
You can't quit
him. I
don't
know what else to do. I mean, it's going to be a Friday night on Netflix. What else am I going to watch? What are my options in November? It's either watch NBA basketball, the Mac, or Jake Paul fight Tank Davis. Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
No, that's not good.
Begrudgingly, I'm going to watch it.
That's a good night to not watch sports. Take a night off.
I got to read a book.
Read a book.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the Royals. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.